Oh, never mind.
Okay, the time is now 11:35 a.m. We're back in the open session on Tuesday, October 19, 2021. Any action to be taken as a result of the closed session?
No.
Okay, no action to be taken. Let's go back up to item number two, discuss and take action to approve the request from the Gilmer Area Chamber of Commerce to install lights on the courthouse for the holiday season, with the light installation to begin the last week in October and the lighting of the Christmas tree to be on November 11, 2021. Also, we can discuss and take action on number three to approve a request from the same Gilmer Area Chamber of Commerce to use the vacant lot for the Yule Fest on December 4, 2021, with setup to begin on December 3, 2021. Ms. Lindsay's here. Good morning, ma'am.
Which we discussed the lights, haven't we already?
We have some. I just want to make sure that I can go back to my committee and tell them the right thing.
I think we all agree on some of the lights from the last vote we did, but I still think we don't want nothing on the roof. Correct.
Is that right?
David, if we plugged in the lights that's up there on the roof, do they work?
They did last year, didn't they?
They do work. Yeah. Most of the cords and stuff, it seemed like it used to be about $5,000 for people to come up and put lights on the courthouse. I could be wrong, might have been more, might have been less. But what we would do, or what they've done, is they've left everything up there. Mm-hmm. And most of the bulbs that are burnt out they're broke out on the lower levels,
okay,
from what I've seen. And it shouldn't be much of a problem for that part of it. You might plug them in and try, and the timers and stuff,
We have hired a man.
Okay.
That does all of the decorations on the courthouse lawn for us. He puts all that together. His first name's Micah. I apologize for not knowing his last name. But he is going to do that. He's going to be the one to do that, and I just want to make sure we can say, yes, you can go and check the lights on the courthouse, and if you want me to say no to the roof, I can say no to the roof.
David, what's...
I don't have a problem. What I would recommend is we don't allow them to drive anything on our yard.
Okay.
Because, you know, a lift truck and all that does is break sprinkler heads. And
okay, I don't think they're saying that. Are you okay with the man going up there and screwing in new light bulbs to get what's up there working?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't believe we want them on the fifth floor on the very top of it, because we haven't had lights up there in a long time.
Okay, so there's not any. Where there's not any, we won't put any.
Thank you very much.
I'm okay.
I just know that there was some meaning to the conversation was you didn't want them on the fifth floor roof.
So
I want that very clear that we didn't want nothing up there.
Nobody traipsing around on the roof because it's so volatile.
Okay.
And we don't want any, you know, sky cranes and stuff in the yard. So how about if we say your Micah can do the whole deal? He just can't put up any extra lights that aren't already up there.
Yep. Okay, thank you for that. So here's my question for the broken bulbs and whatnot. Is that a county expense?
No.
Y'all furnished all that stuff.
We did buy the lights several years ago.
Yeah, but they replaced it since then when LED bulbs are a different type of system. And the white stuff that we bought is being stored someplace, God knows where, that the people took down and took off. Okay.
So I'm going to ask that we have some help, because it could turn into, I don't know how much money. I do know that we have checked on lighting the whole square with Haddon, and that's a $12,000 job. And so we have some donors that may help with that, but if we... Like Kristen did say that the county did buy the lights a few years ago.
But so, Kristen, is there any money in the budget for Christmas lights this time?
I'm calling the lady
ID with the plan. Because I think we have Christmas money.
I don't believe we got a bill from them last year.
Have we never had sponsorship?
Yeah, you got sponsorship.
They're making concession, they took no action.
Well, that's not, I don't think that we can even discuss that because it's not on the agenda if the county's gonna pay for it or not.
Well, but if it's already in the budget though, then we can, I can let them have that. If it's already in there.
If we know, you know.
What'd she say?
And Mike will be able to tell us how much we'll need to spend.
But I don't think it's that big of an expense.
Yeah, I don't think it's much. I thought there was something in there.
Okay.
There used to be a line item for that. And it seemed like it was $4,000, Kristen. What sticks in my mind, what we used to pay towards that. And I told them, believe it, it was $8,000 total.
Okay. Okay.
The reason I didn't put that question in here is because I didn't know it till after I had sent this to Kristen and then I had a committee meeting.
Oh, you're good.
Everything up front. I promise next year I'll be more organized.
You're organized just fine.
That's what you say it is. I would need to hold it in there, but, okay. Alrighty, thank you, ma'am.
That's what's in the budget.
So it's already been budgeted?
Yes.
How much was it?
There's $3,000 in there.
Probably more than enough. Okay. We'll get those fixed then.
Okay, just so we understand, there's $3,000 in the budget.
That doesn't mean I'll spend it, I promise.
I know. So, but we can go ahead, I can tell you without taking a vote, that's already been allocated for that purpose.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
I'll make a motion to approve state items two and three.
Second.
Motion and a second, we approve items two and three with the understanding being that the county's portion of any expense in doing this won't exceed the amount already budgeted. And with the understanding that the only lights that'll be on the roof of the courthouse are the ones that's already hanging up there. So you have permission to replace the bulbs and those strands of light if you need to.
Thank y'all so much. I appreciate that.
Hold on.
Okay.
And please, whoever goes up there, no trash.
They clog our drains.
Yeah.
They clog the drains, they cut holes in the roof, and they take the bulbs out, they drop them, and the base cuts.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like construction sites sometimes.
Well, I'm a little confused. I thought we were gonna have the lights on the fifth floor, and that's.
We're not.
No, it is, but we're not.
There's not any, there's none there now.
Oh, I just heard reference to the only lights on the roof are the ones there now.
There is, there's none on the fifth floor.
Oh, there's none there?
No, sir.
Yeah, it's that strand on the parapet around on the fourth.
Yes, sir, there's nothing on the fifth floor, sir.
Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 5-0. Just be sure the guy's really careful and he tiptoes on the roof.
Can you let Mr. Womble know before they come?
I want to be here.
Oh, Jose.
He might not be here.
The $3,000, that's for the lights or installed or.
That's everything.
Whatever they need.
Is the $3,000 for the light, for the decorations or the installation of them or both?
It can be both. We'll help with the deck, whatever the expense is to get the building lighted. Well, it's not gonna add any new lights where they don't already exist. And if you'll have the guy talk to me, seems like he did last year, just to kind of let me know what's going on. And Mr. Womble, if he's here, and Mr. Jose back there. All right, item six.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and second that we adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're now adjourned. Meeting's over.
I'll get towed.
Thank you. Sorry, I was late.